Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Sure is. There is an ample amount of equipment in the room. Actually, really just a beat machine, a guitar, and an artist by the name of Esther.
Hello.
Welcome back. Good to have you back at 95BFM on The Drive Show.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Big day. Brand new album out.
Yeah. I had an early start.
Have you just been doing the rounds, knocking out as many interviews and sort of press junket type activities as possible?
Yeah, and just kind of like the, you know, like the album release flutters. I woke me up.
Wait, what does that mean?
And then I did press flutters.
Oh, yeah.
And then went and did some stuff here and there and here and there. And
did you were like, what am I going to wear today? Because I feel underdressed.
Oh, do you? This is actually a really like simple thing. It's just quite a bold colour.
Girls can get away with simple clothing, eh? Just like,
I reckon you get away with it too.
One slip piece. Would John allow it?
Well, I mean, I'm wearing rugby shorts. I'm
you're not wearing togs. He's worn togs all week.
And quite bright rugby shorts too.
Now, tell us a bit about your record.
Yeah, so I released an album called Archetypes today. And it's a concept album that explores the idea of archetypes in relation to stories and different experiences I've had.
Is it easier to write an album with a concept in mind? Is this the first sort of concept album that you have done?
Yeah, I always kind of gravitate towards concepts, like I don't know why, but this is definitely the most kind of heavily rooted concept.
I guess you're guaranteed like a cohesive piece if you've got a concept. It kind of it keeps you in some zone.
Yeah, and for me, like writing music is often about like exploring ideas, like marrying, maybe understanding the world around me with kind of exploring technology and instruments and stuff, mm-hmm. and I think a concept just generates a lot of space to learn and to...
Different points of view. How many tracks on the record?
11.
So there's 11 ways you can approach the topic, in a sense.
Yeah, and it's a really interesting topic. It's kind of based in psychology and also, like, dream psychology. So while I was writing the album, I was doing like a lot of dream diarying and kind of like
trying to rabbit hole.
It's such a rabbit hole. It's so fun though. You live like a whole other lifetime at night, and when you start to really focus on it, you're like, whoa, I did that.
Does that sort of gets amplified when you're reading books as well, because I find that sort of feeds into it. I do have a set sort of number of dreams which I frequent, but if you're like reading,
pick a path dream,
then it's like, whoa, man.
Yeah, totally.
And having a little bit of cheese as well before
dairy.
Bed.
Is that true?
Apparently,
like,
yeah.
I'm so curious.
I feel like I've noticed it when I've had like a cheese outro in an evening.
What is it about cheese, eh?
Probably red wine also.
Yeah.
Now, where have you recorded it? Is it something you've put together at home? Do you have enough tools at home, or have you gone to a studio?
I went to a studio for this one. So I worked at the new Massey University Studios down in Puneke, and most of the album was recorded with like a, you know, like a studio setup. It was very much not in the bedroom this time around, mm-hmm. which was different and cool.
Did you have sketches that you took along to the studio so that it was the kind of, you know, you knew what to build from, or were you like straight from scratch?
No, I had demos for all the songs, and all the songs were pre-written.
Using this piece of equipment right here, the Echo?
Not so much. Oh, yeah. This one, this album is less with Lola and more with Strawberry, who's my guitar.
Oh, you're naming the gear. I love it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So this is Lola. What is an Akai MPC 1000? Classic. Yeah.
Yes, she's so like, she's such a nice transportable size, and she's like really friendly, touch sensitive.
So Lola, obviously.
Yeah.
Mint. Should we get into cup tracks?
Yeah, sure. So,
Let's just get comfortable, and then you can send it away. I'll just make sure you got some signal here. There's something there.
Do you want me to introduce it?
You go for it. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm singing into this mic.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So I go, so I do, hello. Ah, la, la. Cool. So this song is called Into the Belly of Capricorn, and it's the first track off the album and kind of the theme track of the album. It pretty much puts together everything that I wanted to put together in this one song.
I don't think we chat too much. I can just slip straight into another track, and we just
okay.
Unless you wanted to,
can introduce it, of course. Mm,
okay.
You listen to a stare, everyone. By the way, just the BT dubs there.
Awesome. Am I on
air at the moment? Yeah. Oh, you take your time. It's fine. She's just going to strap on a guitar, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, thank you.
No big deal. Just keep an eye on that, John.
Okay. Sure, I'll keep an eye on that.
Be you there.
Cool. Okay. Hello. So this next song is a song called Pomegranate. Disappearing.
of a pomegranate, and both our lives were turned to the living planet.
Fade.
thank you.
Very nice. That was a stair live at 95 BFM, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you're wondering what's going on.
We're pretty rough and ready up here, so don't be afraid to give us feedback live on air about our mixing and our, so just go like, hey, do this.
Okay, cool. Sweet. Okay, well, in that case, is what I'm hearing in my cans what's going out?
Yep.
Okay.
Much. Mm-hmm.
So could I'm just going to turn this down and would the NPC be peaking on the radio?
It might
or just
be,
might be in my cans.
It might be the headphones actually broken, but they sound it sounds pretty solid to me in mine.
Okay, so maybe if you turn the NPC back up, that would actually be really good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. What the heck is that actually?
It might be.
Oh, okay.
Some kind of wild bird.
Maybe it's my headphones feeding back into the mic.
Yeah, it probably is. There we go. Complicated. All right, we're back.
Cool. I almost want to sing into this mic. It's actually quite a lot clearer.
Yeah, you're more
is it okay?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just have to a little tricky mix, but I can do. Yeah.
Oh, no, actually, don't worry. Okay. That's all good. Okay, should you want me to play another song?
Yeah, yes, while you've got all your equipment on, I reckon.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So this song is called Climate in Your Skull, and it's about mental health and also climate change.
Thank you.
says it all. You got the climate in your skull.
Thank you very much, Astia. Were they all brand new tracks off the record as well?
All brand new, like, yeah, haven't been released or anything.
Well,
they've been released today. Yeah.
So the record is out on all major streaming platforms. Are you going to do any physical copies or anything?
Yeah. So we've done vinyl and CD, and people can order those off Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Astia.bandcamp.com. And we've done like a small run of organic cotton t-shirts as well,
mm-hmm.
that people can also get their hands on. Yeah.
And up in the Auckland area, you've got some shows coming up. You're playing Explore.
Yes.
And also you're playing as part of the Auckland Arts Festival at the Civic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Snap. That'd be quite fancy.
Yeah. It's for Into the Belly of Capricorn, which is like an arts festival show that is different from my normal live show, and it's got really a lot happening in it.
I feel like dancers and stuff.
Dancers, yeah, we've got a fiber optic dress.
Oh snap.
Pixel whips.
Shit.
Pixel whips is,
you have to come to see what that is.
A pixel whip.
And the beautiful Civic as well.
Yeah, so excited. So that's on the 4th of March, the Auckland Arts Festival.
At both of these shows, are you playing with a band or are you playing with a
setup? With a band.
Assemble your crew.
Yeah, so I've got a great band. I've got Ben Lemmy, Corey Champion, and Zoe Moon.
Mint.
With me on stage.
Powerful. And Lola. At Spore as well?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All my upcoming shows. In fact, I've done a few solo shows, but mostly performing with a band.
Cool, fun.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
Nice.
Somebody's just saying, nice way to be stuck in traffic. Thank you. There you go.
Oh, cheers. Yay.
Changing the world, making a difference. Astia, ladies and gentlemen, one more round of applause, John, you and I. Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Anytime.
Yeah. Friday Live on 95 BFM.